President Bush today called on the United Nations to enforce its resolutions against Iraq or risk becoming irrelevant. In a widely anticipated speech to the UN General Assembly, the president warned that failure to act soon could endanger the lives of millions of people. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan also addressed the General Assembly. He used his speech to deliver a stern warning to Iraq and to any nations contemplating unilateral action. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from New York.
The issue of Iraq overshadowed the opening day of debate by the UN General Assembly. After weeks of harsh rhetoric by the Bush administration on the subject of Iraq, delegates to the 57th session were anxious to hear what the president would say about the possibility of military force against Baghdad. But Secretary General Kofi Annan took the podium first, and he made strong statements about the virtues of multilateralism, obviously directed at the United States.
When states decide to use force to deal with broader threats to international peace and security, there is no substitute for the unique legitimacy provided by the United Nations. Member states attach importance, great importance in fact, to such legitimacy and to the international rule of law. They have shown, notably in the action to liberate Kuwait 12 years ago, that they are willing to take actions under the authority of the Security Council, which they would not be willing to take without it.
The Secretary General's speech was released in advance, which is unusual. UN officials said Kofi Annan wanted to make sure his point was not lost amid the attention to Mr. Bush's address. The president, in his remarks, seemed mindful of international criticism of perceived unilateralism by Washington. Mr. Bush repeatedly spoke of UN demands rather than U.S. demands on Iraq's government. But Mr. Bush said the UN Security Council must be willing to enforce its resolutions.
Iraq has answered a decade of UN demands with a decade of defiance. All the world now faces a test, and the United Nations a difficult and defining moment. Are Security Council resolutions to be honored and enforced, or cast aside without consequence? Will the United Nations serve the purpose of its founding, or will it be irrelevant? The United States helped found the United Nations. We want the United Nations to be effective.
Mr. Bush listed all of the ways in which Iraq has defied the United Nations going back to the Persian Gulf War, and he enumerated what he said are the threats posed by Iraq's government, notably the development of chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons.
Saddam Hussein's regime is a grave and gathering danger. To suggest otherwise is to hope against the evidence. To assume this regime's good faith is to bet the lives of millions and the peace of the world in a reckless gamble. And this is a risk we must not take.
President Bush made it clear that the U.S. is willing to work with the United Nations, but will not accept inaction.
The Security Council resolutions will be enforced. The just demands of peace and security will be met, or action will be unavoidable.
A senior administration official says that Secretary of State Colin Powell will begin consultations immediately with other UN members on new resolutions concerning Iraq. But the official made it clear that the United States is impatient and reserves the right to act on its own behalf. Kofi Annan also spoke to the issue of Iraq's continued defiance of the United Nations, especially its refusal since 1998 to allow UN weapons inspectors back into the country.
Efforts to obtain Iraq's compliance with the Council's resolution must continue. I appeal to all those who have influence with Iraq's leaders to impress on them the vital importance of accepting the weapons of inspections.
If those efforts fail, the Secretary General said, then the UN Security Council must face up to its responsibilities. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.